Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Familiar with this kirtan, Bajahure Mana Srinandananda, we've sung many times. I've also sung it many times. All the basic teachings of Bhagavad Gita are there in this kirtan. What is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita?
Sarvadharma.
Yeah. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Krishna says, always think of me, be my devotee. Actually, manmana should be enough. But just in case Kamsa was hiding some, of course he was already finished by that time. But it is possible to think of Krishna in a very negative way. So Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta. Think of me. Srila Prabhupada translates this as always think of me. If you see the Sanskrit, it says think of me. Srila Prabhupada translates it. But that ties up with what Krishna says previously. Ananyas chintayanto mam, thinking of me without thinking of anything else, which is another way of thinking of me all the time. Yo mam smriti nityasha. Krishna says, who thinks of me all the time? So, the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is to always think of Krishna, be his devotee, surrender to Krishna. And here in this song, Govinda Das starts the song with the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Bhaja hure mana, manmana, always think of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Think of me, be my devotee, and here we are. Bhaja hure mana, Srinandananda. We don't find in, which means, O mind, worship Krishna, but specifically said Srinandananda. We don't find Nandanandana. Krishna doesn't present himself as Nandanandana in Bhagavad Gita. Nor does Arjuna address Krishna in such a way. The names are there. So many names of Krishna are given in Bhagavad Gita. Such as?
Madhava.
Madhava. Rishikesha. Govinda. Madhusudan. Already had. Keshava. Janardhan. Krishna. Jagatpati. So many names are there. But we don't find the name Nandanandana. That's a very intimate name. Called Govinda, it's a Madhava, these are all Vrindavan names. But they can be said outside Vrindavan also. But Keshava, but can be said outside also. But Nandanandana is very specific to Vrindavan, isn't it? So Govinda Das is really getting to the heart here. But right at the beginning of the song, Bhaja Hure Mana Srinandanandana. And then what? Abhaya Chara. That brings us back to New Jersey. Abhaya Chara. That brings us back to the material world, doesn't it? This world, what is the characteristic of this world? There are so many characteristics. Basic characteristics, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, two characteristics. Dukale Amashashvata. Elsewhere stated in Gita as Anityam Asukam Lokam. He says the same thing twice. We have the material condition described in Bhagavatam. There's a verse. It's not so well known. It should be better known. Bhayam Dvitiya Vinivesha. You know that? Do you know that verse?
Yes.
You know that verse. That's good. Bhayam dvitiya binivet binivesita syat ishada petasya vipariasmati. This is our situation in the material world. We can take this verse, pass this verse. Vipariasmati, when we're not thinking of Krishna, we're in opposite consciousness. ignoring Krishna, then we come into the condition of fearfulness. We have two words in English, fearlessness and fearfulness. So the material world is fearfulness. Ayam dvitiya. We're in the, not in proper consciousness. We're in the world of duality. When we see separate from Krishna, then when we become absorbed in material consciousness, not seeing Krishna, then we enter the world of fear. Because material consciousness means Ishvaroham aham bhuhi siddhoham bhagavan sukhi. Thinking that I'm trying to get on top. I'm on top of things here. How are you doing? Yeah, everything fine. I'm on top of it. We're at the bottom of a big pile of stool. That's our situation in the material world. If not literally in this present situation, well, sometimes we hear about worms in stool. You don't see them much in the civilized United States of America because you flush your stool right down and you don't see it anymore. But nowadays, India is very civilized also. There's toilets everywhere. But otherwise, most of your forefathers and foremothers, because we have to say that nowadays, forefathers, foremothers, and for something, well, they didn't have that in between, that's something more. Anyway, they just go in the field, right?
Yep.
And natural, organic. And then the pigs would come to eat it, and then they would pass stool also, and the maggots come, and then the flies come, because flies like stool. You only read about it, you don't see it. The flies like stool, then the maggots come. Wait a minute, what were we talking about? Worshipping Krishna? How did we get to this? How did we get to this? Well, it's all part of the same philosophy, right? We're talking about Dukkhalayam Shashvatam, the world of misery. The world of misery, I think, what misery? I eat my rotlas, dokla, scream, and then pass stool, and the girl flushes away. It's all very nice and civilized. But we are living in the world of imagined separation from Krishna. Thinking I'm on top of everything is all that. But actually we're in the world of fearfulness. We're in the world of fearfulness, the worm in a pile of stool. Yeah, that's what you get when you don't have all these modern amenities. So yeah, I was a worm in stool once. I don't remember, but I know from Bhagavad Gita I was. This is what we get in the material world. It's a world of fear. We feel fear because we are falsely thinking, Ishvaro ham aham bhogi, siddho ham balavan sukhi. You can all understand, even if you haven't memorized this verse, because your language, these words are there. Ishvara, I'm the controller. Ishvara, I'm a hum bhogi. I am the enjoyer. Siddho, yeah. I'm great. I'm perfect. I'm powerful. I'm happy. But underneath, there is fear. We're in the world of fear. Kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakte hai. Anytime anything can happen, you're living very happily and comfortably in New Jersey. But anytime anything can happen, and definitely some things are going to happen which we don't like very much if we're in material consciousness. There are four things in particular. They are Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Anyway, so birth is already gone, and it's coming again. And there Sri Bhajahuri Manda, Sri Nanda Nandana, accept, Krishna says, is what is that in Bhagavad Gita, Mashuchaha. Don't worry. Saradhaman Pritita Mamekam Sharam Tva Sarapati Moksha Yashari. Surrender only to me. Take shelter fully in me. Take shelter, Krishna says. Arjuna might think, why should I take it? I'm powerful. I don't need to take shelter of anyone. But Arjuna doesn't think like that because he's a devotee. He knows that his strength comes from Krishna. So really Krishna is speaking to me and maybe you and anyone else who will listen to him. To all these ideas of dharma, give them all, surrender to me for it. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Because Arjuna was very afraid. We find in the beginning, he was afraid, right? We turned out fear. Arjuna was very afraid at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita that he would incur sin by killing his gurus and his kinsmen. And Krishna says, I will deliver you from all that mashucha. Do not fear. Don't worry. So we have to surrender to Krishna, then we can come to his abhay charana. But mercifully, Krishna has sent Abhay Charan so we can come to him, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And then he will help us and show us to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise we didn't know. Many of you here will have grown up hearing regularly, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Is it?
Yeah.
Many of you have grown up with that. Or in short, Jai Sri Krishna, Lalap Sampada. These two things I hear mostly. Jai Sri Krishna, and Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. But what does Sharanam, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama mean? Well, you have to, Savadhanam Parityajya, Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. It's not just a slogan, we have to surrender to Krishna. Then we come to the position of fearlessness. Then it is possible. And of course, Yayata Mama Padyate Kamastasaiva Bajaniya. If we surrender a little to Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. If we fully surrender to Krishna, Krishna will fully reciprocate. So you see, Vajahure Manu, I didn't even talk about Sri Nandana, just gave a little idea. Krishna in Vrindavan. And for us who are here, we're not in Vrindavan consciousness in this material world, then we should know this is the place of fearlessness at Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet. Abhay Charna Aravindare. So they may think, well, why? Why should I do that? You're telling me to worship Krishna and fearlessness, but there are so many other things to do in this world. What other things could you be doing if you weren't coming for this kirtan and Prabhupada here, what would you be, what do people do on Sunday nights? There are football games out there, maybe, you don't go to football games, but Prabhupada, Sunday nights, is it? And, I'm not saying you, but, I mean, theoretically, any one of you could go, right? There's nothing to stop you, it's a free country. So there are all kinds of things you could do. So someone may say, why should I do that? Why should I surrender to Krishna? Maybe I'll surrender later. I'll go to the bar now. And when I'm old, I'll surrender to Krishna. In the meantime, I'll enjoy myself. But Govinda Das says, Durlabhamanava. Human life is very rare. In this regard, there's an important verse in Bhagavatam, which I think some of you know, because we have some good pandit and panditaha. So ladies here also know the verses. Labdva su durlabham idam bahu sambhavante manusham artadam anityam apiyadhira turnam yatetanapatadanu vritya yaka nishriyasaya vishara kalu sarvatasya Very important verse. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as a child, he put this verse up in his room. And he would look at that and meditate on that. And he said, so from his childhood he was meditating on this, and he said, I will preach this verse till my last breath. So what is the meaning of this verse? Nadva sudurlabham. Durlabha manavam. Nadva sudurlabham. It is very rare, Krishna says. Very rare. Nadva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavati. After many, many births, we can get a human birth. Manusha. But it is artadam. It has some value, it has some meaning. Artha can mean value, money, it can mean meaning. So human life has some special facility. And I say, well, still, it might have special facility, but the bar's around the corner. So why should I bother? When I'm older. But anityam, it won't last long. And again, kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakte. May not live to be an old. May not live to be old. No one gets up in the morning and thinks, today I'm going to have an accident and be seriously injured or die. But it happens to thousands of people every day. We don't know. Anytime anything can happen. So, anityam. Therefore, someone who is very sober and sane, what do? Turnam. They very quickly make the endeavor for doing whatever is required so they don't take birth again. After many births, we got human birth. One who is very sober, who's not bewildered by all the enticements of this world, thinks, now I got human life, now I have to do whatever is required so I don't take birth again. That is called nishraya. That is our shreya, that is our highest benefit. And if we think that, well, I could enjoy myself, Navaratri coming up, right? There must be Garba in New Jersey also. So many Gujaratis. There'll be Garba. And then Garba, and next thing is Garbha. The next thing is Garbhapat. Right? There's Garba dance, and then there's pregnancy, and then there's abortion. These things are going on. Srila Prabhupada used to say. There are so many things we can enjoy, but Krishna says, he says, well, you can get sense enjoyment in any species of life. In every species. The worm in stool is also enjoying. Very tasty. Mr. Patel, he had lots of chili, so his stool has got very good flavor today. He's enjoying. In every species of life, there is enjoyment, even in hell. Have you read Bhagavatam, third canto? It states that even in hell, there is enjoyment. So there's the example. The worm in stool is enjoying. Bhutswade. Very nice. He's enjoying. The pig is enjoying. People used to go in the field to pass stool, and they'd have a stick, because the pigs are too enthusiastic. So you have to have a stick to keep them away. Fresh, hot, taza, organic. They're enjoying. So, durlabha manava, it's very rare to get human birth. So what should we do? Satsanga. Satsanga chari koyo ashote bilashte karane
What's that?
Sri Te Karane More Karma Bandha Fash. Giving up sadhu sangha, association of devotees, satsanga charikmaya, asate vilas, is this sense gratification. It is asat vilas, enjoyment, but it's asat, wrong, bad, temporary. For this reason, the karma bandha, the rules of karma, around my neck, the noose is there. It's a very dangerous situation. So, Durlabha Manava Janma Satsange Tarahai Namashi. If by Satsanga we can cross over this ocean of birth and death. You've heard this before?
Yes.
Anyone heard this before? Is it relevant? Should I speak on this? You already know this? Should I speak on something else? No, I think I need to hear myself also. We need to hear these things, don't we? So what's so bad? What's so bad? What's so bad about this material? It's quite nice, actually. Well, for instance, there is Shita, Atava, Bata, Varishana, Edina, Jamini, Jagir. There is very cold, and then a shita, you know this word, shita, then atava, means very hot. Shita, atava, the wind, the rain, these are just some samples of the miseries of material life. Shita, atava, patava, and day and night we are plagued by various troubles. This is in the day, and at night I can't sleep. Anyone had that experience? You can't sleep at night. Tired, but you can't sleep. Too much. Chintama parimayamcha. And endless worry. Edina jaminita. Then before they shave in your creep on a tour, chapala shukamakarahagya. Uselessly. Vifala, you can understand this. Vifala, without any result. I'm working for serving some nasty people, bad people. Why am I doing that? For a little drop, tiny little drop of sense enjoyment. Then, what else is there? What am I saying? Well, I'm working very hard. I'm supporting my family. Everything's very nice. I've got quite good business. Everything's going on quite well. Then Govindaja says, "E dhana jovana putra parijana iteki achi parititi." So you've got some money, huh? You're all doing quite well, huh? Govindada says, "Hey, dhan, this money, wealth, jovana, that's youth. We don't see so many youths here. Few youths here. Now, very nice, good-looking young men, and gradually they'll be not so nice-looking, gray-haired. Hey, dhana, jovana, putra. Ah, my son was born. I have so many friends, relatives, putra, prajna. Ite ki ache paratiti. Pratiti means vishwas. What we can't put, usme bharosa nahi hai. We can't put faith in it, because for sure, what will happen? Kamala dala jala. Jivana kalamana. A drop of water on a lotus leaf sits there and then it doesn't stay. It will drop down. Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Tala, it's shaking. It will fall down for sure. So what should Kamala Dala Jala Jiva Natalamana. So we come back to the point. So this is why. This is why we should worship Krishna. Coming back to the point again. All these are causes of fear. The miseries of this material world. We may think I'm very well, this material world is miserable, but I have a nice family, nice business, everything. But this is called Asat Sainya. See, Govinda Das gave you the whole essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Asat Sainya. It means fallible soldiers. They can't protect us. At the time of death, who can protect us from death? Not your mother, not your father, not your cousins. They're already fighting over who's going to get the inheritance. They start even before you die. So, Bhajahu Hari Pada, worship the Lord's feet of Lord Hari. Okay, I'll do it later. Same thing, I'll do it later. And then, I come every Sunday to ISKCON of Central New Jersey. I'll do it. But Niti means daily or all the time. Then how are you going to work? What are you going to do? What do you mean worship Krishna? Then Shravana, Kirtana. I get mixed up here. Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Bandana, Pada, Sevana, Dasya, Ray, Puja, Sakija, Atmani Veda, Govinda Das. For further information, get a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. But you already have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? You all have sets of Bhagavatam in your heart. What about, do you know any other people, Gujaratis or whatever, don't have Bhagavatams in their home? If you know anyone, you can go and do some private detective work. Find out, at least the Indian Hindus who are here, in your area, you should see, before the end of this Bhadra month, they all have a set of Bhagavatams in their home. Is that a good idea? You gonna do it? Okay, good. So I did something useful coming here. Are you going to take this seriously? Are you going to say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol? So many people say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and then there's no Hari Bol. They're not Hari Bowling, they're bowling something else. Bowling, cricket, good. So how about that? There must be so many, there's huge Gujarati and other Indian population in New Jersey, right? And they don't all have sets of Bhagavatam in their home. So that is your mission. You have to get a set of Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada's Bhagavatam in every home. Okay? I gave you something to do. Do it. Just do it. All right, that's it. Hare Krishna. You can sing this song and then you get the whole essence of Bhagavatam. But to understand it's the whole essence of Bhagavatam, you have to read the whole Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. That's it, in brief. Any questions, comments, protests? Please speak now.
Can you describe about Salem Temple?
Can I describe about Salem Temple? No! Go there and see for yourself. You can go. You go to India once a year, don't you?
No, I want to go. Maybe next month I'm planning to go.
Next month. Janmashtami time?
Diwali time.
Diwali time. There's a lot of Maya at Diwali, huh? A lot of Maya's all. Friends, family, gambling. One day a year you're allowed to do gambling, right? Must do gambling. Is it? Don't gamble. It's against the rules. Please go. Please go and see. It's not just a temple, but it's a whole community. A lot of Bhagavatam sets going out. Even though in Tamil Nadu, say, I'm talking about Salem, Tamil Nadu, right? We're not talking about Salem, North Carolina, Massachusetts, there are a few. Salem, there are quite a few places called Salem in America for religious reasons, because it's something that has something to do with the Bible. Huh? Something's mentioned somewhere in the Bible. I believe it is. But Salem in South India, it's because so many Tamil words, they're upper branch of Sanskrit. Means, what do you call that? Adjustment or change Sanskrit. So it comes from Shailam. Shailam means hill. There's so many hills all around. So in Tamil Nadu, people, they don't know Bhagavatam, hardly. In among the Gujarati Hindus, it's well known, thanks to Gosaiji, Vallabhacharya's son, Virtal, he popularized the Bhagavatam. And the Vallabhacharya's commentary is that Subodhini. So it's well known, that tradition is there. They know about, but in South India, it's not so much known. But still, people are taking many Bhagavatam sets because the devotees go and tell them the philosophy, which I just spoke, that human life is very rare. Human life is meant not simply for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, but for knowing God. If you want to know God, then you have. If you're serious, you have to take these books. So people take them. So please, go and see. Go and stay a few days, okay? Please do that. Because one thing about the modern age, there are so many things, that people go on pilgrimage, but it's, they even have websites, spiritual tourism, right? Or religious tourism. And then you can go in 12 days, they'll have a 6-day tour to the Badrinath, Kedarnath, Yamunotri, Gangotri, you go on a helicopter, you go there, put some money at the bottom. Okay, what's the next stop? But the traditional system, by necessity, you'd have to walk there. And along the way, you have to do bhajan. And still you see people walking to Dwarka. You see along the road, people walking to Dwarka. Still, but small bhajan groups. And of course, to Pandharpur, they do the Dindi Yatra, but that's something. So along the way, it's a whole absorption. And you're going, say you're walking from Dhakar to Dwarka. And of course, Rancharai came the other way, but you can go that way. So along the way, you're just meditating all the way for days and days as you're doing bhajan along the way. Doing austerities, maybe walking itself is an austerity, so you just meditate. Then you come and then you take darshan. Oh, Dwarkadish. It becomes a very big thing. But then, okay, we had darshan. Then we have to go to Rukmini Temple, and then we're going to nearby, there's the cave where Jambavan, and then rushing in and out. Go, spend a little time. I know many devotees in America, Britain, all these, where they want to see us, they go back to India and see as many holy places as they can. I recommend, I don't think anyone follows, but I always recommend. Go to one place, spend some days, do some serious Shravan Kirtan Bhajan, absorb the spiritual atmosphere. Because in life in America, anyway, you're running, and then you go there and you don't change gears. Slow down. Spend time there, hearing and chanting about Krishna. Vrindavan is very suitable. My approach is very suitable. So please go. Spend at least 3 days. Please do that. Thank you for asking. Anything else?
Anyone else have questions?
Yes, please. I think you know all the answers already.
Anybody else?
Krishna is unlimited. Very good. Thank you. My intelligence isn't unlimited, but I, whatever you ask, I'll try to reply. Yata shuta yata mati, as according to what I've heard and understood. Yeah, so please ask.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Well, thank you very much for the wonderful class.
Yeah, everyone says
beautiful,
that after every class.
Beautiful verses quoted.
Well, I guess it is wonderful if it's all in discretion. Yeah, beautiful verses quoted.
From Srimad Bhagavatam, the 11th canto verses, both of them highly knowledgeable.
Which one, that verse? The moment of Srimad Bhagavatam, I am verses in Bhagavatam, 11th canto.
Yes.
So many.
Today the verse we try to understand that duality, fear arises from seeing the things separately from Krishna or having the enjoying mentality separately from Krishna. So I was just trying to think, like in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that it is when our dependency...
Which verse are you talking about?
11, 2, 3.
That's not proper.
I'm sorry.
Although
he
did quote it sometimes.
Yeah. In between it says, dependency on Krishna becoming less.
Becoming fearless.
Yes.
By depending on Krishna.
Yeah. And when that fades, we become fearful. At certain times in life, we see situations where there is a lot of anxiety. What next, we don't know. Especially in case of some near and dear health.
Well, that's the test, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can theoretically study, but the test is, the test will come. There definitely will be tests. Majjan kara, shadan kara, madhe jana, Srila Prabhupada quoted. That all our bhajan and our sadhana, everything, will be tested at the time of death. Everything will be seen. Or even in some very dangerous situation, how do we react? Quite often it's seen that devotees, they revert to material consciousness in some dangerous situation, or they lose all their money or something. Sometimes they lose their faith. That's a real test. That happened with Srila Prabhupada when he was in his family life. He was cheated in his business. He got a telegram and he laughed and quoted, Krishna says, when I'm very merciful to someone, I take away his money. Vipada santu tashvashvat tanto tanto tagakura darshan. Apuna Bhava Darshana. Kunti Devi prayers. Give praise. We had so many difficulties. Now we have no difficulties. Give us more difficulties. Give us more danger. Because if there's danger, we'll see you. And if we see you, we no longer see birth and death. Who dares to pray like this? Whether we pray or not, danger will come, for sure. So
Maharaj, is it always that our dependency is fading? How to strengthen at that time?
Then, Durlabha Manava Janana Shatsangi Tarahani Bhavashindra. Instead of taking shelter of Kripana Durajana, rascals, then we should. Times of difficulty, even more, we should seek out the association of devotees. If we really absorb the message of Shastra deeply, we'll know we're always in times of difficulty.
One last thing, Maharaj. To how much extent we have to take it as Krishna's arrangement?
Yeah, when I crash the car because I'm not paying attention, and then well, it's Krishna's arrangement, is it? No. That's our foolishness. When we're trying our best and things go another way, we can take that as Krishna's arrangement. But if we're just foolish, we don't call it Krishna's arrangement. I crashed the car because I was not paying attention. And don't say it was Krishna's arrangement. Okay, I think you want to finish up because everyone has to go.
Yeah. Fine. You can take
more. Okay, I think more or less everyone's finished anyway. So
thank you, Maharaj.
One more thing I have to say. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
As you mentioned, Salem Temple. Does any sannyasi come here without asking for Jagrata Swami? He doesn't ask for very much. I wasn't going to ask, but as you mentioned, we are building a temple. So every little helps. Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
It was spontaneous. It was all for a good cause.
Thank you.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Prabhupada.
Okay, try. There's a few more stones.